You've probably seen it while driving on Hildebrand, approaching Broadway, that massive, ornate arch, those curious sculptures and benches. TPR Arts reporter Jack Morgan certainly has, and he finds this place and its past fascinating. But now, so is its future. Four lanes of fast-moving traffic where the University of the Incarnate Word ends at Hildebrand suggests this has always been a busy place, but that's not the case.
We were sort of on the hinterlands of the city of San Antonio.
Lynn Osborne Bobbitt is with the Brackenridge Park Conservancy.
Hildebrand was known as Cow Street, and there were cows across the road that began, I guess, about the same time that he began creating this space.
That he is the man who created this private park, Dr. Aureliano Urrutia.
We're sitting in Miraflores, which was a sculpture garden, a private garden created by Dr. Urrutia. Dr. Urrutia was a doctor in Mexico and came, as many immigrants did, during the Mexican Revolution of 1910.
Urrutia quickly established a medical practice with distinction.
He was well known for, once he arrived in San Antonio, separating Siamese twins. And he built his medical career and practice as a doctor and a surgeon into his late 70s.
Elise Urrutia knows the history well. He was her great-grandfather.
The garden itself was partially constructed as a memory of Xochimilco, which is where Dr. Urrutia was born.
Xochimilco is a World Heritage Site in Mexico City, known for its canals, man-made islands, and floating gardens. Urrutia originally bought 15 acres there at Hildebrand, but over time, that was reduced to 4.5 acres.
He purchased the land in 1921, and he developed it primarily from that time until about 1940. Dr. Urrutia was a physician. That was his profession. But his avocation really was gardening and landscape. Miraflores was not his first garden. He also made a garden in Mexico, in Coyoacán, before he came to the United States.
Lynn Bobbitt says that what Urrutia created wasn't just a smattering of trees, sculptures, and walkways. It told a complex cultural story.
It's an explanation of, you know, Mexican culture, Aztec culture, and then his new culture he found here in San Antonio, Texas, and the United States.
He invited Mexican artist Dionisio Rodriguez, whose work here established a national reputation in his unique sculptural art form.
We have the largest collection of Dionisio Rodriguez faux bois work, or trabajo rústico, which is made to look like nature, but is sculpted out of rebar and cement to look like wood.
Rodriguez often created enormous pieces that look to the eye, like tree stumps. And one at Miraflores served a specific function.
It's the hollow log gate, and that was the third entrance into the site. And then right below it is a saguaro cactus that was built to hide an electric pole, and it has been restored.
The single largest artwork is the enormous tile-filled gate facing the University of the Incarnate Word at Hildebrand.
The beautiful tiles tell the story of the conquest of Mexico, which occurred beginning in 1521. Once the property was acquired by the city, then this was the first thing to be restored.
A 2007 land swap and subsequent master plan began laying out the future of Miraflores, but key to deciding that future is what exactly was its past. Elise Urrutia has something that no one else does. Pictures from a 1970s photography class.
My first project was that I wandered onto the property, Miraflores, and took photographs there. And wonderfully, my negatives survived.
Urrutia is writing a book on Miraflores, and her research and period shots have helped the city navigate through what time and theft have changed. Bobbitt cites more park attributes that those who eventually come here will see.
There are a couple more statues, the moon goddess. There's a little grotto that was done by Dionisio Rodriguez that has little cherubs in it. And it was reminiscent of stalactites and stalagmites.
Forgotten brick pathways have been unearthed in recent recovery efforts, delaying the first phase completion till sometime this summer. Given the rare art and statuary, public access will be carefully monitored. The Conservancy aims to raise additional money to re-landscape Miraflores with the large trees that gave the area its shade and its sense of mystery. Elise Urrutia wants the restoration to honor her great-grandfather's objectives.
I hope that what we reconstruct there will evoke what Dr. Urrutia's interests were. which basically were to remember Mexico.
Bobbitt says the time has come for this stretch of land on the San Antonio River.
Mission Reach is done, Museum Reach is done, and this is the Breckenridge Reach. This is the last part of 15 miles of river.
If the effort succeeds, Miraflores will again be a place where you can look at the flowers and much more. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.